The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
There's no craving like a pizza craving. Dreaming about a pizza with a golden crust? Check. Want a pizza bowl loaded with four of your favorite toppings? Yep. Looking for the melty goodness of fresh baked cheesy bread? Of course you are. And this perfect pizza trifecta is $21.99. So when it comes to your craving, you can check all the boxes. Pizza boxes, that is. Visit Marcos.com to order and find more deals like this one. Marcos. Pizza lovers get it.
Smith ready to deal. 1-2 on the way. Lifted out towards left field. Coming in is Marcelo Ozuna. Looks up into the sky, makes the catch. Tagging from third is Bohm. Here comes the throw out of left. Play at the plate. He is safe. They might want to review this one. Ooh, I think you want to review this one.
Yeah, I don't know that front foot of Bohm's got to the plate. Looks like it went around the plate to the first base side. Yeah.
So when Darnold secured it, he was in the right-hand batter's box. He lunged to his right. He applied the tag to the left or right knee. Meanwhile, Bohm was trying to slide to the front of the plate with the left foot, and I don't know that he made contact.
It's like so many guys who go in feet first. When he put his foot down, when his heel hit the ground, it bounced. It came up and went to the left of the plate. Headphones are coming off.
Here's the call. He's safe.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what you're looking for.
Braves dugout is going nuts. Hats are flying. Snitker standing on home plate or standing on top step, waving his arms. He's just been thrown out of the game by Alfonso Marquez, the third base umpire. What was a horrible review.
I don't understand the point of replay. You just looked at it for 5 minutes. We all saw the same thing. Bohm never touched the plate. We saw multiple angles. And I don't understand how you come to that conclusion.
Well, that's the way it sounded last night at Truist Park. A controversial finish as the Phillies take down the Braves by a score of 7-6. Braves have to settle for taking 2 out of 3 in the weekend series. And we've got lots to get to here on another edition of the Frozen Rope Report. As always, I'm your buddy, Kevin McAlpin. Glad to have you with us for a Monday morning. It is April the 12th, 2021. And I know a lot of folks still waking up around Braves country, still really ticked off about the finish last night. The play at the plate, Alec Bohm did not appear to touch home plate from any angle that we had seen. Matter of fact, Major League Baseball reviewed that play for about 4 or 5 minutes, and the call stood, and that ended up being the difference in the ballgame. 7-6, the game-winning run in the top of the ninth inning. Brian Snitker lost his mind. He got ejected, rightfully so. We'll hear from Snit. We'll hear from other members of the Braves from that clubhouse. A lot of frustration from the team after last night's loss as they fall in the series finale 7-6. We'll break it down. We'll get you caught up on what you may have missed. We will also take you around the game and get you caught up on some of the other news and notes from around Major League Baseball. And, of course, we will take a peek at this date in baseball history. All that to come here on another episode of the Frozen Rope Report. And, oh, by the way, have you hit like? Have you hit subscribe yet? If not, what are you waiting on? We do these podcasts every day throughout the course of the season and appreciate all of you who have already done so and made this a part of your daily Braves coverage. I wish it was a more upbeat tone this morning, but still frustrated, still disappointed about having a game taken away like it did last night. And we'll dive into what some of the national media is saying about last night's finish as well. But folks, it's finally here. Nice weather, a nice breeze. What more could you really ask for? Well, how about a nice SUV to make the most out of your adventures? Well, Audi Atlanta, the savings are in full bloom. Right now, you can lease and get behind the wheel of a 2021 Audi Q7 for just $531 a month, a luxury and sporty SUV at a great price. You can't beat it. Just imagine driving with the panoramic sunroof open and windows down in your new Q7. It's got the standard quattro all-wheel drive, room for 7, and ample cargo space. So spring into action. Take it for a test drive and let the good folks at Audi Atlanta treat you like a world-class car buying experience. Stop by their showroom on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter for a true VIP shopping experience. Or if you prefer, you can shop from the comfort of home using the Jim Ellis Expressway. Visit AudiAtlanta.com to get started. Well, again, as I mentioned, a controversial finish in last night's contest. It was a really entertaining game, wasn't it? I mean, it was a back-and-forth affair. Braves got three runs in the first. Ozzie Albies, his first home run of the season. Dansby Swanson, an RBI single. That put the Braves up 3-0. Drew Smyly would give one of those runs back as the Phillies would get a sac fly from Gene Segura in the top of the second. Then in the fourth, things sort of went off the rails a little bit as the Phillies scored four in that fourth inning. A home run from Rhys Hoskins, that closed the lead to 3-2. And then five batters later, Didi Gregorius put the Phillies in front with a three-run home run, his second home run of the year. So the Phillies led that thing by a score of 5-3. But the Braves would bounce back. Bottom of the fourth, Ronald Acuna Jr., a sac fly. He had a monster series. We'll talk about him in just a couple of moments. Freddie Freeman added a home run, a solo shot in the bottom of the fifth. That tied it at 5. The Phillies went right back in front in the sixth on Bryce Harper's solo homer to left. But the Braves would tie it in the bottom of the seventh on a solo shot from, well, who else? Ronald Acuna Jr., who I clearly think will be your National League Player of the Week later on today when that gets announced. And then, of course, in the ninth inning, Alec Bohm, last I checked, still hasn't touched home plate, but that's not what they said in New York. Play was reviewed. Bohm was ruled safe at the plate. The dugout went crazy. The fans in the building went nuts, and rightfully so. That was just a really, really difficult, frustrating end to what was a very entertaining ball game last night. So 7-6 is your final, and we'll hear from some frustrated members of the Braves clubhouse here in just a couple of minutes. With the loss, the Braves are 4-5. Phillies improved to 6-3. Atlanta 2 games back of the first place Phillies. Elsewhere in the standings in the National League East, the Mets are 2-3. They're a couple of games back as well. Marlins are going to enter town for a 4-game series starting tonight. They're just 2-6. They're 3.5 games back. Nationals swept by the Dodgers in a matchup of a couple of future Hall of Famers, Kershaw and Scherzer, going at it at Dodger Stadium. 3-0 was your final in that game in favor of Los Angeles. Nationals are 1-5 on the season. After that win against the Braves in their season opener, they have now dropped 5 consecutive games. Elsewhere around the big leagues, the Red Sox slugfest at Oriole Park yesterday at Camden Yards, 14-9. Boston's off to a 6-3 start to the year. They're playing good baseball. Other news and notes from around the game, it was the Padres over the Rangers, 2-0 at Globe Life Field. Mike Foltynewicz, our old buddy, pitched really, really well in that contest, but not quite good enough as the Padres beat the Rangers 2-0. Folty's 0-2 on the season. Anything else that was really staying? Oh, the Mets-Marlins game is probably one of the bigger stories of the game, obviously overshadowed by the replay review here in this game. They started the game in what they thought would be able to play through the rain. One out was recorded. The game was suspended. Marcus Stroman took to social media to voice his displeasure. Of course, the home team has the call in that, and they decided to start the ball game, a game that never should have started, but at the end of the day, they did start it, and they got one out. Play was suspended. They're going to make that up later in the season. Angels and Blue Jays also rained out in Dunedin last night. That's pretty much the big stories from around the game. There are some big injuries this early in the season. Of course, Dexter Fowler, that was tough to see yesterday. Tore his ACL in his left knee. He's done for the year. 6 to 9 month recovery. That's a tough break for a local product, Dexter Fowler, one of the good guys in the game. You hate to see something like that. Anthony Rendon was also out of the lineup for the Angels. He's got some discomfort in his left groin. That's something to keep an eye on. Miguel Cabrera, he lands on the 10-day IL with a left bicep strain. Of course, he's chasing 500 homers and 3,000 hits. That's going to have to wait for a while. He felt the biceps grab while taking a swing in Sunday's action. Archie Bradley went on the IL for the Phillies yesterday. He's got a left oblique strain. Bradley has been throwing the ball well, but he'll be on the shelf for a little while. Mookie Betts once again out of the lineup for the Dodgers on Sunday. He's day-to-day with some lower back stiffness. Of course, they've been playing shorthanded without Cody Bellinger as well, who was placed on the IL with a left calf contusion on Friday. So the Dodgers are dealing with some injuries. And then Christian Yelich and Travis Shaw coming out of the Sunday finale with the Brewers and the Cardinals. Yelich dealing with some back soreness. Shaw dealing with an injury to his leg. He fouled a pitch off. So a lot of injuries to some big key names around the game. And let's hope that's not a trend that continues moving forward. Big day at the plate also, looking around the game for J.D. Martinez. A 3-home run game. He has now had a 3-home run game for three different franchises. Can you believe that? That's one of the really interesting stats to this point in the young season. Three home runs for the Red Sox number three hitter. He did it with also the Diamondbacks and the Tigers, joining a very distinguished group that includes just four players to have a three-homer game for three teams. That's Mark Teixeira, Dave King Kong Kingman, A-Rod, and Johnny Mize, some pretty exclusive company that J.D. Martinez joined yesterday. So that's a look at what happened around the game. When we return, we'll take you inside the Braves clubhouse and get you caught up on all the reaction from last night's controversial finish. We'll hear from Brian Snitker. We will hear from Travis d'Arnaud and Drew Smyly, who started last night's contest. We'll also take a look at this date in baseball history. Lots more to get to right after a short break here on another episode of the Frozen Rope Report.
Follow the Podcast Park on social media for live updates as new episodes hit and behind-the-scenes looks at all our shows. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at the Podcast Park.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Well, we're glad to have you with us for a Monday morning. Wish we had better things to talk about after the Braves were really robbed in the ninth inning of last night's contest. We'll see if Major League Baseball issues any kind of statement or comes out with any kind of reaction from what happened last night. For me, accountability, that's what I'm looking for. Baseball has had instant replay since 2008, and they're still getting these calls wrong. Something needs to be done. I mean, baseball was the final of the four major sports to implement instant replay. They're still getting these calls wrong. I don't understand how that is possible, but it is. The NFL has figured it out. College football has figured it out. Tennis can have calls on boundary calls at balls that are hit 140 miles an hour. They can get those overturned in about 3 seconds. Hockey has had instant replay. The NBA has brought in instant replay, not only for calls late in games, but you can look at potential flagrant foul reviews. I mean, they've gotten it right. And here we are still, 2008, that was 13 years ago, and we're still talking 13 years later about how baseball can't get it right. You thought Conforto was going to be the worst call of the year. Well, it only took three more days to have one worse than that. So again, that's the end of my rant, but we'll see if there's any kind of statement tonight. I don't know if that makes it better or worse. If anybody issues any kind of statement saying, hey, we got one wrong, that probably will tick Braves fans off even more because at the end of the day, it's a loss. It's a 4-5 record, and you just hope that doesn't come back to hurt them later on down the line this season. I thought the Braves had the best post-game tweet of all time. Last night they tweeted, final, Phillies 7, Braves 6, comma, apparently. Props to the Braves social media team for a little humor on what was a frustrating end to a very entertaining back-and-forth ballgame last night at Truist Park. Marlins come to town tonight. We'll tell you more about that in a minute. But first, let's hear from the manager, Brian Snitker, who was ejected from last night's game. Of course, you can't argue instant replay calls. He came out and he voiced his displeasure. And here is a very disappointed Brian Snitker following last night's loss.
Pretty tough score run when you don't touch a plate, correct?
Correct. That's why. I mean, I saw we had an angle that I saw he didn't have, because I wondered till I saw a certain angle, and I was confirmed my what I thought, that he didn't touch the plate.
Jack? Yes, Nate, will you or someone from your staff, front office, et cetera, try to reach out to the front office in New York just to get an explanation? Because obviously you said you didn't have anything.
Yeah, I will probably pursue that.
Mark?
Sorry, Brian, from what we were seeing at home, it looked like they didn't get to the definitive replay until like the umpires were taking off the headsets and walking toward you. Is it possible that they didn't, that they made the call without seeing that in New York?
You know, I have no idea about that. I'll be honest with you, I can't answer that question because I don't know.
Back to you, Bo. Back to you, Bowman. All right, we'll go.
How encouraged are you at least to see what Ronald did all week and especially this weekend? How impressive was that?
No, it's really good. I mean, this kid's just some kind of weekend, some kind of start, everything from all ends, you know, all the five tools he showed you since we've started play. And, you know, the scary part is he's going to continue to get better, you know. So it's pretty special what he's been doing.
Dave?
Snit, how many guys have you seen that can beat out an infield hit like that on what seemed like a pretty routine play?
Well, he's probably the only one I've been around. You know, I saw him do it. Actually, he did it, I think, on the ball that he hurt himself on in Boston a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
Same type play. It's that second gear, he's got something else.
Back to you, Zach.
So now what's the point of replay if replay can't even get it correct?
I don't know. I mean, it's just frustrating sometimes, I guess, and that's what I told the umpires. Because I got a view. I got a view on the big screen that he didn't touch the plate, so.
Back to you, Mark Bradley.
Brian, back to Ronald. We always talk about him in terms of what a talent he is, but in the 3 years that you've had him up here, can you see the application that's gone into him and how he's laying off bad pitches now and becoming not just a ball player, but a smart ball player?
No, absolutely. I've seen that progression. I've seen the growth. I've seen the maturity, especially this year when he came to camp and just the daily work ethic and you know, he is always a kid. I said, God bless him, that he's going to have fun playing the game. He's like, he's on a back end, you know, in the schoolyard, but the growth and the maturity of the young man has been just phenomenal to me as a person and how he conducts himself and how he's playing the game. It's really cool to see because he's growing up and he's maturing as a player, as a person, the whole thing. I mean, it's really a really neat thing to see because, you know, I've said all along, he's such a good kid and everybody loves him and that enthusiasm, he's in that infectious nature that he has, but he's maturing as a player, the whole thing, as a person. I just noticed in spring training, he was kind of, was growing up and then you watch his batting practice, how he approaches the game, the adjustments that he's made. You watch his daily work ethic and working on his defensive side of the game and his throwing and things like that on a consistent nature. It's really a really cool thing to watch.
Well, Snit had every right to be upset about that one. He tried to plead his case, but again, ultimately the call is made in New York. It's not made by the folks here. And I cannot fault the home plate umpire for missing that one. That play is 100 miles an hour. It happens in the fraction of a second. I think if anything, when you see calls that get broken down frame by frame by frame and they get overturned, it shows you the umpires have a really hard job. And I'm not here to crush the umpires because for me, ultimately, more times than not, and I would say it's probably 95% of the time, they do get the calls right. It's just when they get them wrong and it potentially costs a team a game, that's when we really talk about it more. So again, I'm not here to crush the umpires. I've gotten to know a few of the guys over the years. They have a very hard job. And ultimately, it's the guys, when you don't talk about the umpires, you know they're doing their job. But for me, Tony, this wasn't the crew here in Atlanta. It was the crew in New York. I'd love to hear what they saw or maybe what they didn't see last night from that review. But again, ultimately, it goes up as a loss in the Braves' win-loss column. They'll look to get back in the win column tonight against the Marlins. We'll talk about that in a minute. Let's hear from Travis d'Arnaud because he had as good a view as anybody of that play. Here's Travis d'Arnaud talking about what he saw on the play at the plate and, of course, his thoughts on instant replay.
Just walk us through it. What'd you see, and what was your conversation with the umpires, if any, afterwards?
From what I saw, well, you know, throw from Ozuna, nice two hop, hit me right in the chest, and I leaned over, applied the tag, blocked the plate after I caught the ball, and initially I didn't know if he was safe or out just because I had to, you know, lunge to the right to make sure I blocked the plate. But after watching the replay, to me, it looked like his foot didn't touch the bag. From any angle we saw, that was shown on the field. Afterward, I saw even more angles, and it didn't look like his foot touched the plate. So I don't know what they saw or didn't see in New York, but I thought he was clearly out at home plate.
And did you say anything with the umpire afterwards, after the decision was made to have the call stand?
I asked him to turn off his mic so I can open up for a reason. I'm just going to keep that between me and him.
Go ahead, Bo.
Should there be more transparency from the umpires? I mean, that, you know, if you do something here at the end of a game and you're going to be criticized for it, you know, if it costs the team the game, should the umpires, should there be more transparency?
Well, not the umpires here, but the ones in New York for sure. I mean, they're the ones who make the call. All they tell the umpires here is safe or out. So, like, why? What'd you see? Like, explain it. Like, they should probably get interviewed too. That's what I feel like.
What were you expecting to see before? Okay, you make the tag. You have a good feeling that he didn't touch plate at that point in time, or did you know it when you saw it on the board?
When I caught it, I didn't know. I just tried to block the plate. But when I saw it on the board, to me, it clearly looked like his foot missed home plate. From every angle they showed, it looked like it clearly missed home plate.
Back to Zach.
When you see all the angles show it did not happen, and then they call stands, do you lose faith in the system?
Absolutely. You know, it's makes me not even want it anymore, honestly. It just slows the game down. It took like 5 minutes for them to decide that, and to me, they got it wrong, so I'd rather just not have it and get the game going.
So from Travis d'Arnaud to his battery mate, Drew Smyly, who started last night's contest. Smyly was pitching well until that fourth inning where he gave up four runs. Ultimately, five runs, five hits, five innings, no walks, three Ks, a couple of home runs surrendered by Drew Smyly. And Smyly sort of echoed the sentiments of what we heard from Snit and Travis d'Arnaud. Not very happy with the outcome of last night's game based on all the replay angles that everyone saw in the clubhouse.
Drew, what's your take on that controversial play? Did you think he touched the plate?
No, I didn't. It's a shame to end a game like that. It's, you know, in real time, it's obviously bang, bang. Lance is right there in position, making the best call he can. But then we have five different angles on a national televised game. And it's clear that his foot didn't touch the plate, that it was on the chalk. Everyone saw it and sees it. You know, everyone knows it. And for MLB not to overturn that, it's embarrassing. You know, why even have replay if you can won't overturn that? So that's the way I feel about it. I think everybody feels that way. They say there wasn't enough evidence, but there's five different angles. It's clear. He didn't touch the plate.
Just looking at the game in general, or just the week that Ronald had, how can you describe what you've seen all week, especially this series?
I mean, the guy's absolutely amazing. I caught a glimpse of it in 19 when I was with the Phillies, and I've seen it in spring and just through the first couple of weeks of the season. He's a generational talent, and it's exciting to get to watch him every day. But, I mean, he's one of a kind. It's truly impressive.
If you go back there to that fourth inning, let's just look at the two homers. Would you change pitch selection, location? What would you do different for those two at-bats?
I thought I threw the ball pretty good. You know, going back to the fourth inning, I was making some good pitches to to Hoskins, and I think I threw him 9 pitches at AB, you know, and then 3-2 count. I didn't want to walk him, and I wanted to, you know, wanted to challenge him, and he put a good swing on it. Solo homers don't beat you, but then going back, you know, to Didi, that one's going to keep me up at night. You know, I had him dead in the water. I think it was 0-2. You know, I could have bounced 3 curveballs. I could have thrown 3 fastballs above the zone, anything but a strike. And, you know, unfortunately, I threw a hanging curveball right down the middle, and he put a great swing on it and hit the mistake. So that one is going to haunt me. But, you know, let's take that pitch away. I thought I was making good pitches the rest of the game. But, you know, like I said, solos don't beat you, but three run homers, they will.
Again, replay is there to get it right. They did not get it right. Even the Phillies will admit, if you follow the Phillies on Twitter, at the end of the game last night, they showed the play. They said all they said was safe. They show Bohm running down the first base line, and as he goes into his slide, they cut off the video. So the Phillies didn't even want to show it. So I think that tells you what you need to know when they're not going to show the actual play. That they probably knew they got away with one. But again, you turn the page, move on, and you get ready for the Miami Marlins. All right, couple of quick this date in baseball histories for you. It was on this date, April the 12th of 1935. Lou Gehrig, the Iron Horse, named the 5th captain in Yankees history. The 33-year-old joins Hal Chase, Roger Peckinpah, Babe Ruth, and Everett Scott as the only players to that point to receive the honor of captain of the New York Yankees. So there you go, on this date in 1935, Lou Gehrig named the captain of the Bronx Bombers. All right, it was also on this date in 1953 during an exhibition game in Brooklyn. Ebbets Field PA announcer informed the crowd, including the new dad as he approaches the plate, "Mickey doesn't know it yet, but he just became the father of an 8-pound, 12-ounce baby boy." Mickey Mantle Jr., whose given name is Elvin in memory of the Yankee slugger's recently passed away dad, is the first of 4 children, all sons, with his wife Merlin. How about that? Mickey Mantle stepping to the plate, and he finds out about it when they announce it over the PA. I had never heard that one before, but that is really, really cool. Also on this date, April the 12th of 1955, pinch hitting for Warren Spahn, Chuck Tanner, who becomes better known for his managerial skills, hits a home run for the Braves on the first pitch of his first major league at-bat. The 26-year-old outfielder's 8th-inning home run off of Jerry Staley ties the game in Milwaukee's eventual 4-2 win over Cincinnati at County Stadium in Milwaukee. How about that on this date in 1955? All right, it was also on this date in 1960, April the 12th, in the first-ever game played at San Francisco's now-defunct Candlestick Park. After Vice President Richard Nixon throws out the ceremonial first pitch, Giant starter Sam Jones hits the Cardinals by a score of 3-1. During the third inning, the umpires noticed that both foul poles were positioned well inside fair territory instead of on the foul line, and they had to actually improvise a new ground rule until the problem was solved. So on this date, they officially opened Candlestick Park, which was probably one of the coldest venues of all time in Major League history. All right, one more for you. It was on this date in 1965 in Cincinnati. Joe Torre hits 2 home runs in Milwaukee's 4-2 opening day victory at Crosley Field. Next season, on the same date, the Braves catcher will do it again as he joins Eddie Matthews as the only major leaguers to hit 2 round trippers twice in games played on opening day. So that's a peek at this date in baseball history for you. As far as what's on the field for the Braves tonight, they'll take on the Miami Marlins here at Truist Park. It's a 7:20 first pitch. Chris Domino and I will be on the air tonight at 6:05 p.m. Eastern with the Forward Leadoff Show. And we'll have you covered, walking you right up to first pitch and get you set for the Braves and the Fish. Hopefully the Braves can take out some frustrations on the Marlins. They're off to a slow start here to start the new year. Waskari Noah and Sandy Alcantara, a couple of good hard throwing right-handers going at it. Again, 7:20 is your first pitch, and then stick around immediately following as we'll have you covered for the Hyundai postgame show and Braves wrap up. Hopefully we're not getting those frustrated phone calls like we got last night. Hopefully we're talking about a Braves W and getting back to .500 on the season as they take on their rivals from South Florida. Folks, I hope you enjoy your Monday. Have a great day, and we will look forward to you joining us later on this evening for the Braves and the Marlins right here on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.